is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by I-95 Toyota, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Parker's, Weikert Realtors Vaughn Group, St. Simon Seafood, Coastal Computer Consulting, and by Catch 228. Now here is your host, Rich Bontrager.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bontrager, back on location at Catch 228 on St. Simon. We're here each and every Wednesday night, 7 o'clock for the entire season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, I-95 Toyota, Jessup Furniture, and by Parker's, Wickert Realtors Vaughn Group, St. Simon Seafood, Coastal Computer Consulting, and by Catch 228. And now joining us again, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights. Let's give a great round of applause for Brandon Derrick.
You notice everybody's happy for winning.
They did better this week. Did you notice that they were ready for it? It's kind of like a limp last week.
You had them. You build them up to it. That's a good job. You're getting them trained, so you get it figured out.
Well, last week you got the win over Trinity Christian, 42-20, went out on the road. Frederica is now 6-0, 1-0 in the region. You're 95th, by the way, in the state overall poll, which I know you don't like really looking at those, but the fans do, so we got to bring in the fans. And right now, you're going to get ready for a big, big game. Pine Woods coming to town, and it's homecoming. You're juggling a lot this week, man.
We are juggling a ton of stuff, actually. The homecoming hype, and then, of course, the rivalry of trying to beat Pine Woods. So, you know, trying to keep kids focused and locked down and get them ready. It's been fun, but also been a little bit of a challenge at the same time.
Pinewood 3-3, but they're 1-0 in play, just like you are. So like you said last week, right now all that matters is being in play, right?
Yeah. Like I said, we just want to be 1-0 at the end of every Friday night. So our goal right now, we hadn't really worried about where we've been. We worried about where we're going right now. So we got to take care of our business, and hopefully we're 1-0 again at the end of the night on Friday night.
Let's go back to last Friday against Trinity Christian. Against the Crusaders, 42-20 was the final. A very interesting game. Gavin Williams goes 13 of 21, 215 yards, 5 touchdowns for Gavin, according to my stats and according to what I dug up. That's a change for this team, for your team.
Yeah, we threw the ball. We threw the ball 22 times and ran it 28 times. So we were pretty close to 50-50. But, we still got to plug away with the run. I thought Gavin did a good job hitting the big play. He hit some big strikes down the field. We missed a few opportunities at the same time. Like I said earlier, I thought we might have been able to score 70. But, we got 42. It's a great offensive production. But we also look at those opportunities that we missed, and we felt like we could capitalize on them. So we worked on it this week, trying to get it corrected and make sure that we execute the best of our ability on offense every time we run on the field and trying to make it happen.
The other change was you scored first. Congratulations on that. You've been working hard trying to get that first quick strike.
Yeah, first time we've scored on the first opening series. Both, I think it was in the first half and the second half, we drove down the field and scored both times. So it was, that was big for us to get on the board early. And I told the kids that's what we want to do is get a quick strike, get out there, get out front, and then go play. And they did a good job. I think we scored pretty quick, 53 seconds or 51 seconds, we were already in the end zone.
Oh, yeah, it was very quick.
And then we went to the two-minute offense after that because we scored again right before the half in less than 30 seconds, I think. So we kind of stayed with the two-minute offense to hurry up. I don't know if you consider it a two-minute offense when you're scoring in 30 seconds, but it was working really effectively. So we wanted to hurry up the pace and put the press on them, and I thought the kids did a good job of that.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network, looking at last weekend's game. And interceptions, bobbled ball, covered. It was a crazy night for a lot of miscues, really by them more than by you guys. But then the really amazing play of the night was probably the hook and liner that came out. Were you guys prepared for that at all? Was that totally a surprise?
Well, we had a busted coverage. We didn't get lined up right, and we had guys scrambling trying to get there when they snapped the ball. So, to say the least, we hadn't went over it, but overall we should have been in our man-to-man coverage, so we should have had a guy on it. And then we missed the tackle on the sideline on top of that. To make things worse, we didn't get any tackle when we had a guy tackling at the same time. But, you know, it kind of started before that when we gave up the fake punt on fourth down. It extended the down. So we've had a long, hard, nice chat about that this week at practice with me right in the middle of that. So, you know, getting set and getting ready, I thought we just played a little lazy and tired at that point when we gave up the fake punt and they got the first down and extended a series of downs. That would have prohibited them having 6 points. We could have went in up 21-0. So you don't want to give teams life, and that's what I've talked to the kids about this week. We don't want to give up. Don't want to give up a big play and give people momentum. We want to keep the momentum on our side. I mean, you watch a lot of football games, high school and college. Whoever can get Big Mo on their side sometimes can run away with it. Doesn't matter if they're good or bad.
Well, and we're midway through the season now, sliding into the second half of the season. How is that energy level? It's a long one for you guys, and how do you maintain that and keep it up every play, every night?
Well, you know, that you have to revert back to what you've done in the past, your conditioning and your training. And you got to, that's what I always tell everybody about this sport. There's stretches you're going to go, and you're going to have to be like, man, it's a tough day, it's horrible. But you got to go back and think about how bad it was all summer long. What you put in is what you get out. And, you know, you got to go back and revert back to how you trained, how you prepared, what you sacrificed, what did you miss that made it so important for you to be standing here in the summer. So, you know, what did you give up? What opportunity did you give away? You know, everything's got to give and a take. And so for that, you know, the kids have to think about it. Hey, you're 6-0 for a reason. You need to get here to be 6-0 because we just showed up, put the helmet on. We're 6-0 because we prepared ourselves to be 6-0 and to put ourselves in that position to be 6-0. So, you know, that's something that you stay on them about being fine-tuned. I think we've talked about more about getting back. We had a little bit of sloppiness, a little bit of being slouchy at times of practice, and we've been on that a little bit more this week. So you get back to doing what you know how to do and how you've groomed them and what you want to do. So I feel like the kids have stepped it up a little bit.
Last week you do have that hook and ladder play. They score. However, you guys do keep the speed going. Thompson then scores, and then you get a Hayward sack right before halftime, and you guys go in the half 21-6. What goes on in the locker room at that point? I mean, you did have those ups and downs kind of momentum moments, and then they were gone.
You know, we kind of talked about a little bit about this on defense, settling down and getting lined up and getting it taken care of. I thought defensively we gave up some yards that we shouldn't have gave up with the way we played in the last couple weeks. But overall, the big thing was seizing the moment right before the half. They had the Big Mo on their side. It was 14-6. They felt good about it. They thought, well, and the funny thing was, we're on the headset. Coach Cannon goes, "Well, do you want to take a knee and let's go in and regroup at the half, or do you want to go score?" I said, "Let's go score." You know, and guys did that. You know, we hit Rhett right over the middle. He made a great call. He noticed that empty. They were leaving the middle of the field wide open, and Gavin and him noticed it, and we got in empty, and all of a sudden we run a C divide and hit him right across the top. And the rest of it was pretty much history. He sprinted out, run him to the end zone for about 20 yards, and it took the lead. And I think that right there was a momentum shift for us going back in. So you don't have to go in and try to regroup. You just go in and try to get things fixed, and you come back out and you go play.
Halftime score, 21-6. We're going to take a little break right now. More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right back after a word from our sponsors.
Catch 228 in Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island is your home for the best seafood around. Oysters, shrimp, fish, you name it. Not to mention your island home for NFL Sunday Ticket, Major League Baseball Extra Innings, College Game Day, and so much more. Catch 228 is also your home for the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick and a proud Frederica Academy supporter. So stop on in any night of the week for the best time on St. Simon's and find us on Facebook. Go Knights!
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, Explorer with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
All the best furniture brands, Bassett, Ashley, Hooker Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all, living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberito's, same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff, same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Coaching Show. Head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bontrager, back on location to catch 228 on St. Simon's, a gorgeous night tonight. And this segment brought to you by Catch 228, I-95 Toyota, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, and by Jessup Furniture. Back to the game we go from last weekend, where you guys had a big win. Three sacks again last week. You had two fumbles you guys covered up. Five different players score, including McEwen. We haven't called his name, I don't think, in a game yet. For a touchdown score, haven't
we? I don't know how many he scored. Yeah, this the first time he scored? Yeah, he scored twice Friday night.
Yeah.
He was the offense player of the game. He had two touchdowns. I think he had four catches, and he was became the target. You know, we just call the plays, and like I said, we don't know who it's going to. Sometimes we just read it, and we get the ball out. We distribute the ball to guys everywhere, and like it's a big time player for us. He does a great job on the perimeter, catching them all and blocking. He does a great job. You know, it's a testament to what he does and how he goes about his business. He's been a great leader here recently on defense, and you know, I feel like we just keep getting a little bit better and better in that area.
More interceptions last week. Your coverage is outstanding. And there was one particular by Simpson, I believe it was, who backpedaled, caught a man. He had to be at least 7-8 yards away from the guy and caught up and got him. How does he cover that ground? Where does that speed, that burst come from?
Well, he's got a good speed, but he also knows that he can bait people because he can jump about 14 feet in the air. So he uses his superhuman ability to jump. And so he baits people to throw the ball deep, and then he jumps up and takes it out of the air. He's kind of the guy, if your kite gets caught in a tree, you just go, hey, Jalen, jump up there and get it. And he jumps up there and grabs the kite out of the tree. But he's that kind of guy. He baits people to throw that ball, and he goes up and gets it. You know, he makes a lot of great plays back here in the secondary, but he's also an electric receiver at the same time. So he gives us an edge, you know, that's big for us. And Patrick did a great job on the other interception where Jalen slipped actually on coverage, and Patrick's smart enough to be able to see it in the play and roll over the top, and he picked it off down there when they were driving the ball a little bit, and so he got another interception. And I think defensively we've created 18 turnovers in six games.
Yes, yeah.
That's three turnovers a game. So, and I think we've only turned the ball over seven times. So we're at a plus 11 for us. So I believe that's where we're at. So that's a big testament to why we're 6-0 is we're on the positive end of the turnover battle.
And that's substantially higher than the national average right now. You have almost double the national average on some of the stats you just mentioned right there.
That we hope to keep it that way this week, too. We want to create turnovers and not turn the ball over, be special on special teams, and don't give up any big plays on defense. That's something we've already talked about.
You had 165 yards rushing, and you had 215 yards passing. We've talked about your 60-40 rule, roughly. And how do you feel about where you're at? Because the passing game was definitely predominant this past week.
Well, when we see people try to lock up with us man to man, my saying is, if you're even, we're leaving. So, you know, if they're going to try to lock up with us man to man, we're going to take advantage of that, try to throw the football. We're going to try to go over the top, and I think we've got the kids that can outrun people and go catch it. So we noticed that they weren't putting anybody, they didn't have a one deep safety at all. They were playing flat across there, and we're going to go play. We feel like our kids are better athletes than their kids, and maybe that's me just being a braggart, but I feel like my kids are better than theirs right now. So that's what we're going to do, and we're going to take advantage of whatever any team gives us.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And we are going to move on to the other game a little bit earlier tonight just because this is a big, big battle. But I also, you guys wind down the game against the Crusaders, but for one of the few times they blocked a punt.
Yeah, we've addressed that this week too. We don't give up anything on special teams. You got to be special on special teams. And that's the first time that happened. We missed the guy up front, and then we turned our shoulders, our up back did, turned the shoulders and missed him. And it allowed a free run through the A-gap, and we can't do that. So we got to get that fixed. We worked on that this week a bunch, and we've done a lot of special team stuff this week.
28-6 at the end of the third quarter, and again, eventually you end up being a 42-20 game. How would you summarize? What was your takeaway? Because there were just so much back and forth, but there were some valleys in this game for your team. It wasn't all just five-star that game.
Yeah, you know, I felt like the kids responded when they needed to, and I think that's a sign of a young team, but also almost of a championship caliber team too, that when it's not going your way and they make a play, then all of a sudden you respond as a team. So for us to respond like we did when they got within 14-6 and we went right back and responded, then we come out of the half and we went right down and scored and made it 28-6. You know, and then we give up a play, we give up the block punt, give up a touchdown, but then we went right back out on offense and drove it right back down the field and scored and made it 35-13. So it was like the kids, we made mistakes, but it's like we're able to respond to it. And that's a sign of a team that's a little bit battle-tested and understand where they got to go and what we got to do. And so for me, that's a positive sign. The negative sign is we don't need to give those things up, but that is part of the game. I understand that. But when you look at it, even the best teams, you don't want to give up silly things like a block punt or a turnover here or there. So we're going to make sure that this Friday night we don't have anything bad like that happen. But if it does, you got to go out and respond to it. And I think our kids have done a great job doing that this year.
You've already won two homecoming games on the road. But this week it is homecoming. And as a coach, how do you navigate that? How do you keep them focused on game time, but also they want to enjoy the festivities? They want to be part of their classmates. Talk about that juggling act back and forth a little bit.
You know, I think what you got to do, and we talked to the kids about that on Monday, is they got to know that between 4:10 and 6:30, we got to push the time clock. We got to go work, get our work in. After that, you know, you can go and join in and be that, and you can have fun at school. I don't really mess with them at school unless I'm just messing with them. But most of the time at school, they just get to run and have a good time with classmates and make sure they're doing their schoolwork. But other than that, you know, I want them for that 2 hours and 20 minutes to be focused on what we got to take care of. And, you know, I think for the most part this week they've been pretty focused. I've probably been on them a little bit more this week than I have in the past at times. You know, we were joking about it earlier. Some of the guys saying I was in a super great mood there before practice and then got out to practice and it was like, what happened to him? Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde type guy. He went crazy on us. But it's also the same thing is you want to stress to them the importance of what we're trying to do and where we're at, because some of these guys don't understand. You may never get another opportunity to be competing for a region championship. You know, you never know what next year holds. So for us, you know, if you've got the opportunity, let's go seize it. And the thing is with Pinewood, they're not going to give it to us. We're going to have to go take it from them. So it's kind of what we've talked about with the kids. If you want to be the region champ, you got to go take it. It's not anything that they just give away.
When we come back, we're going to talk about that region matchup, the homecoming matchup against Pinewood. We'll be right back on the Fred Rican Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Back in a moment.
fresh local seafood on St. Simon's Island? St. Simon's Seafood, located at 2463 Demery Road in the Shops at Demery Plaza next to Loco's, has everything a seafood lover could want. Wild Georgia shrimp, crab cakes, flounder, you name it, and St. Simon's Seafood has it. Seafood so fresh, it was swimming this morning. So stop into St. Simon's Seafood and check them out on Facebook. St. Simon's Seafood, the island's only fresh seafood market. Great food, snacks, and the best selection of energy drinks in the Golden Isles? Parker's. A day outdoors? Coolers? Suntan oil? Beach chairs? Ice? Parker's. Fresh fruit cups, salads, and Dippin' Dots? Parker's. Get your Pump Perks card and start saving on every gallon of gas today at Parker's. www.parkersga.com, a proud supporter of Frederica Athletics. Parker's, and let's go Knights! Coastal Computer Consulting LLC is a Golden Isles premier IT service provider. Their team of friendly technicians provide expert service and support for businesses and residential clients. Windows or Mac, they've got your back. As a Microsoft Silver partner, you can be sure you're getting the highest level of service. 383 Sylvan Boulevard on St. Simon's behind Cafe Frederica. 912-634-1691 or connect online coastalcpu.com and check them out on social media. Vaughn Realty Group and Home Builders, when you dream of buying or building the very best. Vaughn Realty Group prides itself on the highest level of real estate service with state-of-the-art technology, cutting-edge marketing, and a social media approach to stand out in the market. Call Julie Vaughn, 571-7451, located between Ember and Sweet Mamas in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center on St. Simons. Vaughn Realty Group and Home Builders. Your satisfaction is our success.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bontrager, and we're at Catch 228 on St. Simon's. This segment brought to you by Wickert Realtors Vaughn Group, St. Simon's Seafood, Coastal Computer, and by Parker's. Shifting gears to the big matchup. You're playing Pinewood at home. They are 3-3 overall. But they are 1-0 in the region. You are 1-0 in the region, and you are 6-0 overall. Both teams, however, you really match up size-wise, roster-wise. It's almost like looking in the mirror a lot of ways, isn't it?
Yeah, we're very similar in ways. We kind of knew going into it that it was going to come down. We felt like it was going to be us and Pinewood. Nothing against everybody else, but we felt like that was going to be the big challenge. Is when we go play Pinewood, they're usually the most physical and very well coached team that we usually face. So, we got over the Bullock hump last year, so this year we got to get over the Pinewood hump. Didn't take care of Bullock after that, but going into this one, it's a big one. We need to get this win here and keep the momentum going.
They seem to be a little bit more top-heavy passing than even you are becoming right now. Is that accurate, that their passing game? They have a quarterback, Jeffrey Young, averages 116 yards through the air right now. Three interceptions on the year. Again, he's about double the national average for passing through the air.
He's solid. He throws the ball well. They've got a few receivers that are pretty good. We're going to be challenged in the secondary, but I feel like overall, I think the kids will step up to it. We got to keep him contained from running the ball too and breaking down and keep him kind of surrounded. But, I think if we can isolate certain people and play very hard man-to-man coverage at times like we do and break on routes and make some plays and do some things, I think we can change the momentum of the game. So there's a few wrinkles we've got thrown in this week we're going to do and changed up a few things. So, I feel like our defensive scheme is very solid this week. We've kind of reverted back to a few things we've looked at in the past.
Your team has been doing it very effectively on the sack attack. You guys have gotten in, hit the quarterback, three sacks last week, three the week before. However, Young is 6 foot, 175 pounds. This is not going to be an easy guy to bring down.
No, he's very athletic. He moves well in the pocket, and he's usually got his eyes downfield, going to try to deliver the ball. Last year he made a couple passes that were phenomenal. One of them, I felt like we had him sacked in the backfield. And somehow he squirted out there and threw one deep down the middle of the field and got caught it. We gave up a couple big plays last year that kind of changed the momentum of the game. So it's kind of something we've talked to the kids about this week, is if we can minimize the big plays and make them try to grind it out, I don't think anybody can really grind it out on what we do defensively. So, and for us, we need to make some big plays on offense. So thing is, we got to contain the young kid, and then we got to be able to control who they're throwing it to. We kind of know in some of these sets who they're trying to get the ball to. So we got to take him away, and if we do that, I think we're going to be pretty successful.
Schumann is their number one running back right now. It looks like averaging 68.5 on the ground. 5'9", low to the ground. Only 139 pounds, though, for the senior. That doesn't sound like a big sturdy guy, really, after you get past his speed, maybe.
Nah, he's more of a shifty runner. I would say if you look at him, he's probably, I would say Schumann's probably about 160, 150, 160. I don't know. They may be lying on that weight thing. But they also have another kid that comes in that's kind of a power back. Number 10 will come in the game. And so they kind of have a dual backfield where those two guys go in a certain place. So we got to go in and control the ground game. If we can knock the ground game out and get some pressure on the quarterback and force some bad throws, I think we have a shot at taking a few back to the house and maybe making some big plays on defense like we have.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And Matthew Floyd, as my paper disappears.
Yeah.
Good catch. He's our big defender, it looks like. 10 tackles on average per game. 6'2". He's a senior, weighing in at 215. We're talking 10 tackles per game. That's a solid defender flooding in. How are you going to manage him?
He's been a solid defender the last 3 years we've played against him. He's been big in the middle. Their defensive line does a good job of keeping people off of him and occupying the offensive lineman. You know, we've got to get some creases and we got to turn his shoulders a little bit. I think what we have to do to these guys a little bit is make them play in space. You know, if you keep it condensed, we can attack them vertically down the field a little bit. We have a chance. You know, get them out in space, make a move. A guy that's 6'2", 215, he runs pretty well. But can he catch some of our guys out in the open areas? I don't know. So for us, you know, we're trying to isolate some guys in some areas that they've not seen. We're going to motion some guys around. Could be interesting to see what they try to do. They are a 4-4 defensive team. They're going to be four defensive linemen, four linebackers with a cover three look predominantly the whole game. So we kind of know what we need to attack. We just got to go in there and do it really good and get our guys in space and let them make some plays.
Talk about that space, because last week you took on a team that played mostly man-to-man, and you got guys behind, got those openings, but you're going to go 4-4, and, you know, that's what they're going to throw at you. How do you make sure you get behind that?
Now you got to get into windows, and you got to throw the underneath game really well starting off to make them come up, try to take that away. You know, and that's the thing. If we can throw the underneath game pretty well early on and we can establish a little bit of an inside running game, then the linebackers have to respect it. And they have to step up inside. And once they have to step up and play the run a little bit, then you get to take a couple chances down the field. But me, we may take some chances early on. We may back them up and then try to get them to pull up and see what they can do. I want them to be as confused as possible. I don't want them to be able to get a key on us and tab us for anything. So for us, I want us to be able to attack them in multiple facets of the game. So we're going to work the outside perimeter to the inside, and then we're going to try to hit them big a few times. It's going to be pretty calculated when we're looking at it. And there's going to be sometimes I may just, if I feel like we need to take a shot, we may go out there and throw it deep three straight times, take a chance. You know, if we catch one of them behind them and score them, I like my odds.
So far this season, they've scored 130 points. They've allowed 108. You guys as a team collectively, 221. You've only given up 43. There's a disparity between what they're giving up to what you are giving up. And with the heat, it's going to be 90 degrees, it looks like, again. Midway through the season, two teams evenly sized and matched up. How are you going to manage that to protect that type of disparity that looks good?
Well, you know, we got to go and play fast on offense, I think. Get out there and go and put some pressure on them. They're not going to change up a whole lot. We've got to execute. Like I said, we've got to make the big catch. We've got to make the big play. If we can do that and get some momentum early on and get a lead early on and force them, try to force their hand to do something they don't want to do. So for us, we got to get them out of their comfort level. And for years, the last 3 years, they played us they've been in their comfort zone. I thought last year we were almost to get them into their, they were almost uncomfortable. We got a 6-0 lead, and it was about 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. We gave up a punt return. They got them down to the 10, and then they scored, and then they hit us for a big play after that. You know, we missed a couple opportunities, and then they score again, and then they got a fumble and run it back in right before the half. And so it put us out of our comfort zone. So we got to go and try to make them uncomfortable, and I think that if we can do that with our offense and get some big plays, then I think we'll make them uncomfortable and put a little fear in them.
Let's talk about the 12th man on the field, the crowd. Your hometown crowd has been fabulous. We have a great crowd here tonight. Homecoming, that crowd may play a huge factor in what goes on, could it?
I hope so. I want them to be loud and proud. It's probably going to be one of the biggest crowds we've seen in a while. Pinewood will bring a ton of people. We'll have a huge crowd. We got two radio stations going to be there. ESPN Coastal showing up to do it. We're going to be streamed live on the internet Friday night. So we got a huge array of things going on top of homecoming. You know, we just got a lot of people there. It's very entertaining. It's a very exciting time for us. So it's a big thing for us, publicity-wise, to show off the school and show our success, what we've done and what we've created over the last few years. So for us, it's exciting. You know, we got to go out and take care of our business. It's kind of like I told the kids today. There's a reason they have homecoming, and it's us to go win the football game. So, you know, that's what it is. We got to go win the football game. That's why we have homecoming. They can crown the queen if they want to, but she ain't going to be happy if the team don't win. So we got to go out there and take care of business. So that's where we're at. And, you know, football-wise, we got to go win the game.
Final question. We saw a young man go down last week late in the ball game. From what I talked to some of their staff afterwards, it was probably a season-ending injury for him. How are we doing health-wise at this stage?
We're bumped and bruised. You know, got a few sore ankles, a few sore thighs, things like that, but nothing major. You know, I think we're okay. We were a little bit physical yesterday in practice, so we're a little bit sore today. But other than that, I think go through another walkthrough. So far, we've been pretty healthy, knock on wood. We've been pretty lucky not having any major injuries. So we just got to continue to keep working that way. And that's a testament to us working in the weight room and doing the things that we've done in the off season to get ourselves prepared.
Best of luck this Friday night.
Thank you.
Thanks again for joining us on the Frederick Academy Coaches Show for Brandon Derrick. Yep, give him a round of applause. This is Rhythm on Bishop Media Sports Network. Come on out to Catch 228 on St. Simon's. Join us every Wednesday night. 7 o'clock, we'll get it going for the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show. I'm Rich Bonswigger, and we'll see you this Friday night. Get there early. It's homecoming, and we will see you at the stadium. Have a great night.